But it was on May 28th, 1983. So what, 36 years ago?
May 28th, 1983. Yes, a few days before I was graduating high school. What happened?
It was day one of the US Festival. With The Clash, Men at Work, Stray Cats, English Beat, Flock of Seagulls, Oingo Boingo, Wall of Voodoo, NXS, and The Divinyls, followed by the next day, Van Halen, Scorpions, Triumph, Judas Priest, Ozzy Osbourne, Joe Walsh, and Motley Crue, and the third day was David Bowie, Stevie Nicks, John Cougar, Pretenders, Missing Persons, U2, and a couple others.
Yeah.
That's great.
Great.
Three-day lineup.
And I was stuck in Wisconsin, probably seeing Triumph at County Stadium.
Trash time.
All right, let's do it.
Trash with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
All right, you remember the Triumph, don't you? Okay.
Lay it on the line.
That's right.
Magic power.
All right, well, get your candle out now, not for Triumph, but for Eddie Money, and hold that up in the air. Let's get the vigils going for Eddie Money. We almost lost him, Brad. Eddie Money undergoing a heart procedure. The Money Man has been told by doctors, Eddie, take a break right now. You need to take a break and take care of that heart before you do another show. The Money Man's been experiencing shortness of breath recently, and he will be undergoing a heart valve procedure this week.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, the doctors told
him. I can't see him recovering like Mick Jagger and putting videos out where he's dancing like, you know, a 20-year-old.
No. Eddie was, the doctors told him last week, you need to have this thing like right now. Do this right now. But you know what Eddie said? Uh-uh. I got people.
The show must go on.
I got people who bought tickets to my Memorial Day weekend shows.
The Eddie Money Memorial Day.
That's right. I got a show Saturday night in Detroit. So he did that show Saturday night in Detroit.
Detroit's a big money town.
That's right. And then he had a show at a casino in Arizona on Sunday.
Oh, Arizona's a big money state. So Eddie, cancel those gigs.
Eddie had to do that gig, even though he had his breathing difficulties prevented him from coming out and doing an encore.
From what I heard, his breathing problems come from hitting the vape pen too hard.
There are stories that we cannot share on the radio, but there is there might be something behind that story. But anyways, Eddie could not do that encore. How disappointed was that crowd in that casino in Arizona?
What chestnut did he leave out?
So, but then somebody came out and grabbed the mic and said, "Hey, Eddie's not feeling too well right now." So.
Does anybody else want to sing? Because I'm sure you can do it as good as Eddie.
So anyways, the EMTs came out and checked Eddie, and he was okay. And he's going to have his procedure this week, and then he will be back on the road, he says, in the middle of June. TMZ has a recent picture of Eddie Money that looks... No, that's not Mick.
No, that's not Mick.
That's not Mick post... Yeah, you're not going to be getting... What you got out of Mick. You know, you're not going to get that out of Eddie Money in a few weeks.
Well, he's got the reality show. That's where we'll see it. He doesn't need to release
That's
any
right.
updates on Twitter.
That's right. Kit Harington, he's one of the guys who was in that Game of Thrones
That's Jon Snow.
Show. Jon Snow, okay. Well, he's in rehab. He's got some personal issues, apparently, according to his representative. Who
spoke too much grog.
To Entertainment Tonight, yeah. He's dealing with issues related to stress and alcohol use, so he's checked in on some deal. Here's good news on Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek's not canceling any gigs.
Good.
He's still doing his Jeopardy shows, although he's on break right now. He is recovering from, he's battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and Alex Trebek says that doctors are shocked at how well his tumors have been responding to treatment. He says it's mind-boggling. He says the doctors haven't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk more than 50%. Who do you think is more likely to listen to their doctor and follow their doctor's advice? Eddie Money or Alex Trebek? And finally, Chris Kattan from Saturday Night Live, former Saturday Night Live member, says...
He's a member of Bainbridge Island, isn't he? He lives out on Bainbridge.
Does Kattan live out there?
I think so.
What was his famous... What was he? He was that monkey boy, wasn't he?
Mr. Peepers.
Was that it? Yeah.
He was Mango.
He played a monkey or something.
I loved him as Mango.
Okay.
The Roxbury.
That's right. Yes, he was in that Roxbury skit with Will Ferrell. Anyways, he claims that Lorne Michaels, who's the big boss at Saturday Night Live, pressured him to have sex with a director. He says Lorne Michaels once pressured him to have sex with a director so she would stay attached to this movie that they were all doing together. Lorne Michaels was a part of A Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that Will Ferrell thing. So anyways, the director is Amy Heckerling. Isn't she Fast Times at Ridgemont High? I think that was her deal.
The name rings a bell from somewhere.
I think so. Anyway, she was supposed to direct this movie. She took a liking to Chris Kattan, who was 27 at the time. Heckerling was 43 at the time. Kattan didn't want to have relations with her. And she got mad, and she went to Lorne Michaels. And so Lorne Michaels then came to Chris Kattan and said, "Hey, man, you got to keep her happy or this whole thing is going to collapse. We're not going to have this movie." He said, quote, according to Kattan, Lorne Michaels said, "Chris, I'm not saying you have to F her, but it wouldn't hurt." A Saturday Night Live spokesperson said Kattan's claims about all this did not happen. They say this did not happen. Anyways, Kattan says ultimately he and the two of them did have a consensual sexual encounter on the couch in her office.
Wow.
And the movie got made.
Yep.
That's it. That's the trash.